Welcome to Catalyze, the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Okay, thank you so much. This is Tina Kadish from Job to Joy. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about this topic that is dear to my heart. I empower individuals to go from a 9-to-5 to starting a business that brings them that joy. And so, did you know that over 50% of people want to start a business? They want to go beyond the 9-to-5, but there's barriers that keep them stuck. So today I'm going to go through 6 key barriers that I want to share here. And this is close to my heart because as a former corporate woman myself, I know the challenges. And so I'm going to go through these today. And I'm also going to share some strategies on how you can overcome some of these barriers. All right. So the first one is self-doubt and self-confident. Did you know that a lot of people, and this was me, that we just don't value ourselves, or we don't believe that we can offer our gifts and talents to the world, and we just stay stuck and we doubt ourselves and we lack that confidence that we need. And so we can be successful when we really believe that we can share our gifts to the world. And a lot of us have the imposter syndrome. I know I have. And so when I was in my corporate career and I wanted to be in business, my journey began when I got laid off. And so I really wanted freedom to start a business, but I doubted myself. So this is a number one barrier that keeps us stuck in our life. So that's the first one. The second one is access to funding. Many of us think that we need a lot of money to start a business when we really don't. There's options out there. There's funding such as maybe grants opportunities. There's investors, crowdfunding, you know, and I recommend that you do your research because don't stay stuck in thinking that you need a lot of money to start a business when you don't need a lot of capital. I learned that myself because that was one of the things that I kept staying stuck on, thinking not only that I couldn't do it, but that I also didn't have the funds, the capital. But I learned that I could, and I researched and I made it happen. And today, 6 years later, as an entrepreneur full-time, I'm happy to say, I'm able to say that I'm doing it because I believe that all of us are meant to make our dreams a reality. So that's the second barrier. Third barrier that we have is that we lack strategic planning and time management. You know, balancing a 9-to-5 while building a business can be really intimidating, can be daunting. And one of the things that I want to say is that when you don't have a business plan or you don't have effective time management, this can stop you because we get so overwhelmed, we just don't know where to start. And so this is a barrier that really stops us when we lack that planning, we lack those effective time management skills, and it's really hard. And because we find it hard, some of us may quit, but we're not all going to quit here because I'm here to tell you all that it's time for you, that if you are on the fence right now and you are in that 9-to-5 or you're in your business already and maybe you're not growing, all right, maybe you just started, don't let that stop you. So that is my third barrier that I want to share today. The fourth barrier is that they don't have a clear vision. We may not have a vision of where we want to go. And when we don't know what we desire and we don't create that picture, we quit. And this is something that I come in as a business coach. I help you to create a vision for your business. And so when we lack this vision or lack, like, what do we desire? We, like I said, we quit. So not having a clear vision is a barrier that really can stop us. So I invite you all today to really go out there and have that vision. create that picture, write it down, and we're going to get into more about that. Another thing that they don't have is fear of failure or the fear of the unknown. In my book, Freedom, the Seven Steps to Thrive, I talk about the fear. And one thing that I want to share is that we have these mindset, begins right here, that we can't do it. We're going to fail. It has to do a lot with, like I said earlier, the imposter syndrome. We don't believe that we can. And so we stay stuck in this fear. And I'm going to go through some strategies. How can we overcome this? But it is a barrier because when we have uncertainty, it is intimidating. It is overwhelming because we really believe or we stay stuck in that fear. Fear is another one. It's huge. I'm going through these six barriers, but I got to tell you, some of these, they all should be lumped together because they are just such big barriers. All right. So this is the lack of the fear of the unknown, the fear of the failure. The next one, the last one is networking opportunities. They don't build a strong network of people or getting guidance, getting support. And this is something that I did. I joined some organizations. I sought out mentors and coaches to help me. I really joined other networking groups. And this is how I learned that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. It was through networking because when I got laid off from the corporate world, I discovered that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted that freedom because I didn't want to have that uncertainty anymore. I didn't want to be controlled by someone else to be told that bye-bye, tomorrow your job is gone. And so this networking is so important. So I advise you go out there. Don't let that stop you in finding those right people, seeking that guidance, seeking that support, getting those ideas. So those are the six barriers that really keep us stuck in our tracks and really stop us. And so I'm going to go through some of the strategies. What are six strategies that you can implement today? So, like I said, if you're on the fence right now, you are in a 9-to-5, you want to start that business, what are some strategies? Well, how do you overcome that self-doubt and confidence? I want you to think about your personal brand. Develop a personal, strong personal brand. Who are you? Think of your past successes. Think of your accomplishments. In other words, write down your skills. Write down all of your things that you have done. That's why I say go back to your past successes, your past accomplishments, and write them down because what you want to do is you want to develop that strong personal brand. I firmly believe we all have gifts and talents, and we have those gifts to share. But what happens is a lot of us, because we get stuck in those barriers, we don't believe that we have gifts and talents to offer to the world. So you really want to establish credibility, seek out those professionals that can provide you that guidance and advice. Because, here's the thing, we can't do this alone. We really can't. Sometimes we think we can, we're going to try to figure it all out. We spend countless nights trying to figure it out on your own. And I learned that the hard way because when I was in my corporate career, and when I got laid off and I started my journey, I thought I could really do it all on my own. But when I started networking and I really started to connect with people, that's when I learned that I can't do this alone. I needed direction. I needed that guidance. So I really, developed that confidence because I looked at my accomplishments. What we've done in our corporate career, we can bring them in our business. Like I have training and development experience. I have talent acquisition experience. I have administrative experience. I've done a lot of marketing in my career, and I'm bringing them all in my business today. So don't discount those skills, those gifts. Look at your past accomplishments. So that's the first strategy that I want you to think about. Then the funding. I shared this a little bit before, but look for those grants specifically aimed. If you're a woman entrepreneur, look at, what are some opportunities for women that you can get funding, or crowdfunding, like I said, or maybe there's investors, maybe there's bank out there, banks, credit unions, other sources that you can get opportunities for funding. Don't let that stop you. Do your research. You know, I firmly believe that there is a solution for everything that we want to achieve, but you really have to believe in yourself. And I want you, all of you here that are listening here today, don't let any of these barriers that I mentioned stop you, because I am evident of that. I never thought that I'd be an entrepreneur, be an author of 2 books. I'm running my business. I have a community of women. I am growing my business. I'm out there speaking. I would never have thought that I could have done that, because I've always been in the corporate world. I've never been an entrepreneur. Until I got laid off is when I really started that journey of trying to figure that out. So there are options. So that's the second strategy. The third strategy in, you know, we talked about strategic planning and effective time management. There's so many tools out there that can effectively help you with time management. There's Trello, Asana, Google Calendar, you know, chunking your time down, you know, that to help you to achieve what you desire. Don't let the lack of time management to really stop you in what you want to do. Create a business plan and seek out business coaches that can help you. I did that myself, and I got to tell you, it's the best thing ever that I did. There are tools to help you manage your time and balance. Number four, another strategy, create that vision. Create a vision board, what you desire. Write down your goals of what you want to achieve. Break them down in small activities, and every day work towards those goals and set those daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual goals and go out and create that vision. Number five, accept failure as an opportunity. I talked about this. I want you to develop a strong mindset that you can handle those uncertainties and challenges your way, and practice meditation, mindfulness, self-care techniques. Don't let that stop you, that you think you're going to fail. I want you to implement key strategies. The sixth strategy is seeking guidance from someone who has successfully transitioned to a 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship. Join a community. Meetup.com is a great community. Find those coaches, find those mentors that can help you. And so as we wrap up today, don't let those barriers that I mentioned, and if you're experiencing something right now, you know, I look forward to connecting with you today. You know, I look forward to connecting with you here in the lobby, and, you know, really want to help you and help you get those resources that you need. But if you have a dream and you believe in that dream and you want to make it a reality, go out there and make it happen. It can be done, but you have to believe, and believe in yourself. Believe that you have a story to share. What is the impact that you want to make? Because that's what I'm about. I'm about helping you make your dreams a reality, really help you to go out there and make an impact to the world. Because if you're not doing it, why not? We all have gifts and talents. So I hope that this has helped you. I hope that these six strategies that you will implement, what is one thing that you will take away today that you're going to implement in your life, in your business? You may be in business right now, and there's some things that are not working. What are you going to do differently? And so I look forward to connecting with you and really help you to make your dreams a reality, because I empower those individuals to make those dreams a reality and help you to really make your passions and turn them into a business and making money every day doing what you love. Imagine waking up every day excited for your life, and go out there and make it a beautiful day. This is Tina Kadish from Job to Joy, and I can help you really create that joy in your life. But it begins with you and overcoming those barriers, because there is a solution for everything. But you have to believe it in yourself first. Go out there and make it happen starting today. And again, what is that one thing you're going to do to make it happen? As we think about those strategies that I talked about, but I will leave you with this. Go out there, create that vision, write it down, put a vision board together, practice some meditation, some self-care techniques. What can you do? Because you really can make it happen as soon as you decide, because it begins with a decision. It begins with that one decision. And also, what I want to share is, if you don't take action today, why not? Why are you not taking action? Why not? You have to ask yourself, because how much pain are you in right now to make that decision? Because I remember myself frustrated every day going into a 9-to-5 and not happy. Life is too short. If you want to learn more about me, you can definitely go to my information. Let's connect here. We have networking opportunities here today, and I would love to connect with you on how I can help you starting today. Tina Kadish from Job to Joy. It's been a pleasure to serve you here in this awesome community today. So go out there, make it happen for yourself.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session of Catalyze. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.